The issue is whether a 2003 state law stopping local governments from setting their own minimum wage supersedes a voter-approved constitutional amendment. Miami Beach City Commissioners voted to phase in a higher minimum wage that would reach $13.31 an hour by 2021. That would be about $5 more an hour than the state's minimum wage. Then Miami Beach Mayor Philip Levine spoke with WLRN shortly after he proposed the wage increase.
In 2004, 70% of the people of Florida voted for a constitutional amendment that allowed municipalities to set their own minimum living wage. We believe that the constitutional amendment that the people voted for has precedence. And of course, if the state decides to sue us and they don't believe that people in Florida deserve a living wage and they want to litigate, then of course we are prepared to do so.
The state did sue, and it was joined by groups including the Florida Retail Federation and the Florida Chamber of Commerce. The question is whether the constitutional amendment does what Miami Beach leaders say it does. They think it gives them the power to raise their minimum wage. Two courts have said it doesn't. The first phase of the wage increase was scheduled to begin at the start of this year, but before that could happen, a lower court and an appeals court ruled against the city. I spoke with Samantha Padgett, general counsel for the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association, another plaintiff in the lawsuit. She says the association believes the minimum wage should be established at the state level to provide consistency for businesses and economic development.
We also believe, more specifically for a business, that each business should be able to decide for itself what its market will bear and what the wage should be. Of course, everyone should be in compliance with a statewide minimum wage at a very minimum, but anything over and above that, it is for the business to decide.
Well, let's talk about that. What is the potential impact on businesses if Miami Beach gets the okay to raise the minimum wage?
I think there's the potential for Miami Beach, but also you have to look at what the potential is for Florida as a whole. I tend to shy away from the argument of the hair on fire, every business will close. Yes, I think that it is possible, especially for smaller businesses, that there's the potential for that impact. I think what we need to look at, though, is the potential for broader impact, that if you make it more expensive to hire people at those minimum wage positions, that you're potentially foreclosing employment opportunities for those that are just starting out, teenagers and those that are younger for whom this is their first job, and for those that are older, senior citizens who are supplementing their income with part-time jobs. For a company to pay that much more for its labor, they're going to want that much more. Labor is a very significant cost for them. And if you make it more expensive to hire, they might look for more efficient ways to operate. Is there a robot? Is there a grill? Is there something that can be automated? Is there a computer that can do the same thing more efficiently and less expensively?
And on the other hand, would it help restaurants and hotels to have potential customers that make more money?
I think there's that argument there. I think ultimately it's incumbent upon each employer and each business to decide what wage the market will bear and to choose to be competitive. That's part of market competition. You want to find the best employer, you want to find the best wage. And in markets where there is a lot of opportunity, you want them to be competitive with one another.
So for Miami Beach, this isn't just about wages. It's about home rule and that community setting its own rules. Where does the association stand on the issue of home rule?
I think you can't look at it just, are we for home rule or are we not? In many instances, we absolutely support home rule. Communities have the right to define for themselves how they look, how they operate, to define the character and the nature of that community. However, we're becoming an increasingly more global, more interconnected society and economy. You can't say this is only going to impact Miami Beach. It will have an impact in neighboring and surrounding municipalities and counties, and will also cause other municipalities to look at, well, should we raise our minimum wage?
I haven't read the legal challenge, but did you specifically say that, you know, we're saying the 2003 law supersedes the 2004 amendment?
I think what's interesting about the District Court of Appeal decision is that they said that both of those things can exist without conflict with one another. So you have the constitutional provision that says that you can go over and above what is stated, but you have a state statute, a very constitutional state statute, that says the legislature is exercising its authority to limit municipal power by saying you will only have one consistent statewide minimum wage. And what the District Court of Appeals said, there's nothing in conflict there.
What do you think that amendment meant then?
they wanted to set a floor that was higher, and it was higher than the federal minimum wage. And we want to make sure that it increases as inflation takes place. So it forces the state agency to look at a consumer price index annually and raise it as inflation raises and as the cost of living raises. So to me, it says establishing that floor and making sure that, as indicated by the consumer price index, that it continues to increase incrementally.
Interesting. We'll see what happens. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for the opportunity to share with you.